is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Grant, it's Friday. It's the happiest dirt alert of the week.
That's right, because we got a whole bunch of Ryan Gosling to get to, right?
Yes, we do. He was a snack and a half on Fallon last night. Fallon's winning the late night wars this week.
Well, he is. I would just agree. More people are out in New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
Lori, where do we live?
No, we're good. So I just want to make sure I've got the right order, Lori. Which one did you
want me? Doesn't matter.
All right, we're going to go with this Ryan Gosling. He wore sunglasses during stunts for the Fall Guy movie hide his fear for his eyes. You know, this is just a fun little clip here. Let's play it out.
Well, I have a fear of heights. And do you?
I do, kind of.
They set this up at the beginning of the film where I have a long, almost like, I think it's like a 10-minute one-er. And I go, I'm talking to people on set, and then I go up in an elevator, and we go up 12 stories. And then they drop me 12 stories at the end of the take. And I was so scared that you'll see in the clip, I put on sunglasses for no reason other than to hide the fear in my eyes.
See if you can see the fear of Ryan Gosling, everyone. Here is the Fall Guy. Take a look.
Imagine that. After this, you and I could both be on a beach somewhere in swimming costumes, drinking swimming spicy costumes. Margaritas, making bad decisions.
Okay, I'm good to go. Imagine that.
So he's attached on his
ropes.
Yeah. Oh, he looks nervous.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the glasses on, deep breath. He ties him up. Now he's ready to fall back. Oh, I could never do this.
I know.
Oh! And he's hanging, what? How many stories would you say there, Lori?
12 stories.
Jeez. Yeah, very, very, very scary.
So, of course, the Fall Guy, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Homage to stunt guys. And, of course, a movie basically based on the Lee Majors TV show. From
there
the
we
70s.
Go.
And he showed, okay, we'll hear the next thing.
Yeah.
He's a snack and a half, and I love it that he's just fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's just fun.
Being fun here, we're going to have some fun with him. Ryan Gosling, kids don't fully understand his role as Ken, and we're just running short on time, so we got to play this.
Up Rock said, damn it, Ryan Gosling is too handsome and talented to be such a charming little goofball. I didn't even know that one. And then the song, I'm Just Ken, jumped more than 2,000%. Charming little goofball. What's going on? I'm Just Ken jumped more than 2,000% in purchases immediately after the performance. Congratulations. That was well done.
Imagine the reviews I would have had if I'd had the roots.
Oh, I know. You wish. Next time, put it in a call. But here you are with Slash being super cool. You were telling me backstage that your daughters came to rehearsal. When they come see you do I'm Just Ken, do they go, oh, yeah, Daddy's fun. He's awesome.
Dad's Kenan again.
He's Kenan again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they fans of the movie? I mean, they were probably with you during shooting as well, I guess.
They were. I mean, look, it was their, you know, interest in Barbie and their disinterest in Ken that sort of started all of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've just been, obviously, it's really been a team effort. And they were on the film, and they came to set when I filmed the number. But it's also been like a lot of this has no context for them. You know, it's just like a lot of fake tan stains around the house.
Yeah, if you take a nap in your couch, you're like, oops, yeah.
So I wanted them to come to the dress rehearsal just to give it some kind of context for what had been going on.
Yeah, because they're like still young. They're like 9 or 7.
7 and 9.
Yeah. So have they seen big concerts and shows yet?
No, that was it.
You're their first.
Yeah, right. They know all the choreography better than I do.
And
the songs. Oh my God, they're backstage, kind of like showing me that. You know,
I'm watching you,
they're
Dad.
Like dance moms, but they're the kids. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cool.
And he has the greatest outfit on.
Beyond.
Like a Gucci suit.
But it was so 1972.
It was very 70s.
I mean, the brown.
The brown, the piping.
It, unbelievable. He looks
so
two-tone
hot. The two-tone shoes.
I love how I love that look coming back.
Well, here's just a short little clip about Ryan Gosling in his pants.
I always make sure my pants are not too tight before I come on your show, and then they're always too tight.
No.
This is too tight.
You can't get too tight. Am I right, guys?
You know, he has that song, My Pants Are Too Tight.
Well, in that case.
Oh!
He's pulling the pant leg up.
Yeah. It's not that kind of show.
No, it's too scandalous. Too scandalous. No!
He's pulling the pant leg up again. Oh, he is just
I wish he would have done the pants off like the McConaughey. Yeah. I like that. Your pants are too tight. And then Conan O'Brien has had a big, big week, you guys. He was honored at the Paley Center. He was on Fallon. He's getting his flowers, his props, his show is coming to Max. Conan O'Brien must go. But people are really glad he's back. And Hot Ones had him on. Maybe the best Hot Ones episode we've ever seen. They do such good questions while serving hot food.
And he is in full Conan character.
Unbelievable.
And we posted a little trailer to the Lori and Julia show page where he literally just, he's like challenging the host of Hot Ones, like licking the hot sauce off there. And then after he does it, he's like, okay, that was a little hot.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost like just
sweating.
Yeah,
and
that's so fun.
Really fun. Really fun.
Hey, gang. Okay, it's Lori and Julia here for Janice and Dinner Theater, and the beautiful Carole King musical just continues to make people in the Twin Cities so happy. We've talked to so many people who've gone to it recently. We know people from work who are going tonight and super excited. But Monet Sable, as Carole King, is amazing. There's a powerful cast of 29 different singers and dancers and actors. It's super fun. You will know the hits. She's brilliant. It's just a brilliant, fun show. You have to go see this one.
Yeah, because you'll be blown away at her true story.
Yeah,
if you're a Carole King fan of whatever era, I mean, you will be really
amazed.
And
they have so many tribute concerts coming up. Gladys Knight, Tina Turner, Paul McCartney and Wings, and Johnny Cash. Stevie Ray's improv comedy every weekend and a whole new show on Thursdays. Visit chanhassendt.com for tickets. Remember, Chan Hassen Dinner Theater is always entertaining you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
All right, everybody.
Yeah, well, all right, you.
All right, everybody.
All right.
What do we know? All right, I'll go. I will go. I'm just
delighted. That is very assuring.
I'll go.
She's reading and her eyes are going back and forth.
Now I'm trying to find things to do. So just don't help me like this.
I helped you today.
Half of those already happened.
Should I give a couple of my sports picks while you're looking? Let's get to tonight in town. The Timberwolves have two more games left in this regular season where they can hopefully hold on to that number 2 seed. They're playing Atlanta tonight at the Target Center at 7 p.m. I will be there. I'm excited about that.
Just Grant, you get to go to all the fun stuff.
My buddy just texted me. He's like, hey, I got us some cheap tickets. You want to go? And I was like, let's do it. So then on Sunday, a nice 2:30 afternoon game. It's a good matinee game. Phoenix Suns, big one to round out the season. Hopefully they can keep that number 2 seed going into the playoffs. And then the Wild are on the road this weekend, so you can catch them on TV at 9 p.m. both Friday and Saturday night. The Twins are on the road as well. Their game was postponed yesterday, so we've got a doubleheader on Saturday. If you are going to be sitting on the couch on Saturday, there's a lot of golf to be had with the Masters to watch, and then you get a doubleheader to the Twins. And then the Saints are in town this weekend playing Iowa at 6:30 here in about a half hour up at CHS, or about an hour here at CHS Field.
Beautiful.
And then another tomorrow, 80 degrees, Saturday, 2 o'clock game Which is also going to be, and you'll hate to hear this, Lori, but it's on the CW.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh. Everyone's turning into sports
stations. Yeah, the CW is airing the Saints this year. And then you could also
Are you kidding me? The Minnesota Saints?
Saints are on the CW.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Wow, yeah.
Making it easy and we don't have to pay.
Absolutely. That's true. And then the Loons, our soccer team in town here, are playing a home game against Houston at 7:30 p.m. Saturday night. It's going to be a gorgeous night to get down to Allianz Field. Lots of fun things to do other than sports, though, I'm sure you guys have, because it is such a beautiful weekend. Just try to get outside.
Absolutely. All right, I've got something. The 2024 Spring Festival and Arts and Crafts Affair is happening at Canterbury Park this weekend. And tons of crafts. And I mean, they have so many. So if you like to go and do that stuff, it's tomorrow from 9 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 4. And that's always fun. Also, we got this from a listener, Casey, and she wanted us to know that the Minnesota Pocket Pet Rescue is, and pocket pets are little things, like hamsters, gerbils, and all that stuff. They're having their 10th birthday bash. Mm-hmm. They have a really cute website. Really cute. But it's this Sunday, April 14th, from 11 to 3 at the Animal Humane Society in Golden Valley. They're going to have a lot of fun things to do. Bring your kids. Lots of free activities, so that would be kind of fun for everybody. But I never knew there was a Minnesota Pocket Pet Rescue.
Neither did I.
I wish you were listening, and it's a shout-out to you and to Casey. Mm-hmm. All right, Lorene.
All right, some music stuff happening tonight at the Hook and Ladder. Bernard Allison is town, great blues player. That should be a great fun night. He's massively talented. I have no idea if tickets are still available or for this or not. She's the daughter of Johnny Clyde Copeland, incredible blues guitarist, and Shamika Copeland, amazing guitarist and singer in her own right, is playing at the Dakota tonight. And she's kind of become, you know, maybe a once or twice a year regular at the Dakota.
Okay.
And every once in a while she'll play the Bayfront Blues Fest, but she's a powerhouse singer. For the hipsters, the Veronicas are playing at the Varsity tonight, an 8 o'clock show. Then tomorrow night, if you find yourself out at Mystic, Kenny Wayne Shepherd is playing, and he's an incredible guitar player and has a big fan base, but there were still tickets. At the Medina, Elvis, a tribute.
To whom?
Elvis.
Elvis Costello?
No, Elvis Presley, silly goose. But yeah, that's tomorrow at the Medina. And then tonight and tomorrow night at the Minnesota Music Cafe, the Good, the Bad, and the Funky.
Totally
so just
fun.
Good dancing. And then, of course, Kieran and Zach, their rock and roll show at Crooners on Sunday.
And what about Sir Paul?
Oh, at the Green Room.
Yes.
I didn't write that one down because I didn't know what the name of it was.
At the Green Room with Dr. Matt.
Oh, from earlier.
Dr. Fink.
Dr. Matt Fink.
Yeah. Also tonight, I'm going to be doing this after the Timberwolves game, going a little bit late. Humphries McGee. Is at First Avenue tonight and tomorrow night. So,
fun.
Yeah, we're going to be catching the second half of the show after the Timberwolves game.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, local. Humphries McGee. Humphries McGee, they're jam band.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but a good band. First
Not dad. Our scene, Julia.
It isn't?
No. Probably no.
Because I tried to pretend I knew what you were talking about, but then you said it. I have no clue.
Yeah, you have no clue.
See, tickets are cheap. It's
good. All right, fun. All right, but I do have something funny. Okay, so the fallout from the Gary and Teresa announcement from The Golden Bachelor, Al Roker brutally mocked The Golden Bachelor's divorce. Old people can be just as stupid. So he just couldn't hold back when he was announcing it.
True.
After 3 months of marriage, Gary Turner and Teresa Nest are breaking up. This is breaking news, he says. The Golden Bachelor, the first couple from The Bachelor's latest franchise, have just announced they split. Carson Daly said this morning on the Today Show. And then Al Roker says, what? Who would have seen that coming?
That's right.
Gary and Teresa Ness' love story already comes to an end, Carson Daly said on. And Roker's like, that was sure quick. And then he continues with, it just goes to show you that old people can be just as stupid. And Carson goes, well, you said it, Al. So poignant on the heels of a breakup. Thanks, Uncle Al. And other people are just like, duh, we saw it coming. But one of our listeners says, you know, they did not want to get married right away, but ABC wanted them because to capitalize on these high ratings to have this quick wedding.
Again, This is so scripted. This is not reality TV, people. ABC knew Gary was a problematic guy, but they just covered it up. Now the official story is it's Teresa's job. She couldn't imagine leaving her job at the age of 72, being a compliance officer in New Jersey. I'm sorry, that doesn't sound believable at all.
No. Yeah.
You know?
But a lot of the Bachelor ladies that were on the show just want people to know, believe in love. You know, you can find it out there.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know. Well, what is this? So I continue to say they're going to have a hard time finding men for the Golden Bachelorette.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't.
Well, how did they do with their first one?
Well, it was a man with a bunch of women.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, how did they do vetting him?
Well, I mean, I think that they didn't. I think they didn't care. He talks so nice, and he's got hair, and he's over 6 feet tall. He checked off all those
boxes. I love the qualifications for being an old man who's kind of somewhat attractive. You have hair, you're tall, and you talk nice.
Uh-huh. And I may be wrong.
I feel like you need more.
Well, yeah. I mean, they would have been not good to go with the story that he hadn't had a date since his high school sweetheart died.
All right, Grant, what were you going
to
say?
And that allowed for them to, because there were so many connections with him and all the other women who were widows or had lost a loved one, which allowed them to keep that story going.
Absolutely.
But I also remember, and I may be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but wasn't this originally supposed to be filmed a couple years ago?
Yes,
but
then he was going to be The Bachelor in 2020. Yes.
So they vetted him back in 2020. I feel like that gap that we had in that time, something happened there. But there
he had a couple of girlfriends, and he was mean to the one that he moved in and made paid rent and everything else. People went on the record with old Gary's story.
They did.
Jeez. No one was talking anonymously to the Hollywood Reporter.
That's true.
And I gotta believe that, you know, Teresa, maybe she found out that he, you know, isn't really who he presented to be on TV, but she was clinging to him with both of her hands again today.
She really was.
As they're proclaiming their endless love for each other, which, what is wrong with that? That's like any Hollywood ending when the publicist, they love each other deeply and vow to remain the best of friends. Oh, BS. Then why are you getting divorced?
I know.
You know?
The holding hands was the most awkward.
It was weird. They were holding hands.
No, she was holding his two hands in his one hand and both, and she was just like she has done in every interview.
Yeah, she probably didn't want to even be there, I bet, huh?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like, well, they didn't
have a contract.
You know, they
ABC.
Didn't go on their honeymoon because that wasn't going to be till May.
Italy, right?
Oh. Yeah, Italy, that's not happening, and they have to give back the rings. Mm. And she was wearing the engagement ring on her other hand and her wedding band on the wedding band hand, which I thought was interesting. Mm.
It's fine. Nobody's losing sleep.
No, we're not.
Mm-mm. But we're excited for the Golden.
Yeah.
Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Filming
is supposedly starting in June.
Well, we'll see.
Who do we get?
Well, we don't
know. See.
I hope we get our girl.
I know. We will see. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have so many exciting things to tell you guys about. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Plastic Surgery with three great board certified doctors, Dr. Tholen, Dr. Jarvis. Dr. Singh is their newest doctor that has joined the practice, and it's wonderful. First of all, Dr. Jarvis and Dr. Tholen, they've been practicing for over 20-some years. So that's one of the things, like if you are thinking about doing whatever it might be, you want to have a surgeon who's experienced. You want to be able to have somebody who offers a consultation at no charge. And we'll sit and take the time to answer your questions and be realistic. And if you want to see before and after. And the other thing that we have really appreciated about Minneapolis Plastic Surgery is the staff, the nursing, the anesthetician. Everyone has been there with them almost since the beginning. The receptionist, the billing. I mean, they say it's a wonderful place. Go to MPLSskin.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are giving away our last pair of tickets to the Matchbox 20 concert. That's going to be at the Great Minnesota Get-Together on Friday, August 30th at the Minnesota Grandstand. We've got three callers lined up. Grant, who do we have?
We've got Sue, Andy, and Jamie, and then just in case, Sherry is also there, but Sue is our fourth caller, so Sue is going to get the first shot.
All right, Sue, are you ready? We're going to play the song. Are you excited?
I am.
Okay. All right, here you go, Sue. All right, finish this line. Hello? Hello?
Oh, Sue,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Sue.
I'm sorry. Thank you for listening. This
I can't tell she's laughing or crying.
I can't either. Are you okay?
Oh, gosh, you guys. I'm doing both.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, honey.
Sorry, Sue.
All right. We're going to go to Andy.
Andy,
are you ready?
I'm ready as I can be.
All right. Well, here we go.
Girl, don't walk away mad. Girl, just walk away. No, I really don't know.
But I love that you did that.
Andy, that was so good. You delivered that with conviction.
Well, thank you for the chance.
Yes, have a good weekend, Andy. Thanks for hanging out with us. All right, now we are going to Jamie. Jamie, you're on My Talk. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Absolutely delighted.
Grant picked the hard one.
Are you ready?
The hard one.
I know.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Come home.
Wow.
I think it says come home after that, and then I'm lost. I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
Wait, Graham, what are we going to do? We only have a limited amount of one person here.
Sorry. Who's our next caller
We've
again?
We've got Sherry. This one is If You're Gone. The song is
Sherry, I hope you've had time to Google this.
Thank you, Lori. Okay, Sherry, you ready?
I guess.
Okay, well, we'll see how this goes. We might be doing a seventh caller.
I think it's I'm a Lot Like You.
Oh, wow. No.
Time to come home?
No. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, we're back to the drawing board, but we have more callers. Grant is getting them hooked up. In the meantime, you said that you read one of the first reviews on Challenger, the movie with Zendaya, the tennis movie, and?
Steamy. Steamy. Sexy.
Okay.
Good.
Oh.
The best romantic love triangle we've seen on screen since Bull Durham.
With some fugly guys. Okay, so we're going to just overlook the years.
We're just
going
to take these people
Grant,
here.
Who do we got?
We got run out of time. We've got Andrea.
Andrea, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
There's an awful lot of breathing room.
That's it.
Yes, that's it. There you go.
Nice. Girls, like Andy said.
girls.
Yeah.
Andrea, congratulations.
Okay, and I know you don't have a lot of time, but I have to tell you that, Julia, I have a cabin on the same lake you do.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to meet you. So sometime we're going to be at a bar together and I'm going to introduce myself.
I hope you do. All right, cool. Fun.
Yes, awesome.
All right, awesome. Thank you for letting me know. Stay on the line. We're going to get all your information.
Should we go out with a song?
We're going to sing a song in honor of Michelle, who's our in-studio guest today.
That's right.
The voice you hear is hers, and everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back next week, and here we go, Michelle.
Yeah!
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Grant. Thanks, Lori. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday.